in Isaiah 6, verse 2. It says, above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces. With two they covered their feet. And with two they were flying. These heavenly servants help me to share with you the second truth about God's holiness today. Point number two is this. God's holiness requires caution. Requires caution. I mean, you know, we've been talking a little bit about how holy he is and how apart from him we are not. And his holiness is so much that it requires caution on our part. These creatures above God, these seraphim, okay, their name literally means the burning ones. Okay, these are awesome creatures. Awesome, sinless creations that from, you know, whenever in eternity God created them till this very present have been serving God. Awesome creatures. Okay, and they have three pairs of wings. And it says that the first they use to cover their faces. They covered their faces with the first set of wings. Now, you know, you're probably saying like me, you're like, cover their faces? What are they trying to hide? You know, they having a bad day? I mean, what's going on? You know, a bad hair day or what's the deal? Well, that's the absolute wrong question. It's the absolute wrong question. It's not what the seraphim don't want you to see. It's what they don't want to see. Or more specifically, it's what they cannot look at. And that's the glory of God. The face of God. They shield their faces so that they cannot see the face of God. These servants know very well that God's holiness requires great caution. We should be cautious. And you know what? They're not alone. They're not alone in understanding this. John said in 1:18, no one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known. So who has seen God? Well, none of us, okay? No, none of us, only Jesus the Son. Only the Son has seen the Father. All right, any time in all of history that anyone has come face to face with God, guess who they're talking to? They're talking to Jesus. Okay, throughout the Bible, back in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and God took the walk in the cool of the evening, guess who he was walking with? He's walking with Jesus. Okay? Back when Abraham, when the men came up to Abraham's tent and God promised Abraham a son, guess who promised him the son? Jesus. When Jacob wrestled with God by the river, guess who he was wrestling with? Jesus. All right? On Mount Sinai, okay, when God appeared to Moses and shared with him the law and the commandments, guess who was doing that? Jesus. It was a Jesus before the cross. It was Jesus before Jerusalem. It was even Jesus before the manger in Bethlehem. It was the pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus Christ on the earth. No one has seen the Father except the Son. No one. It's very clear. Why? Because he is holy. And we must exercise caution. The seraphim have figured this out. They had this figured out. It goes on to say, okay, with the first two wings, they cover their faces. With two, they cover their feet. With two, they cover their feet. The first two wings cover their faces lest they see God. The second two wings cover their feet lest God see them. Job described the eyes of God at one point in Job 16. He said they're piercing. He described them as piercing, able to see through all things, including the heart of man. Nothing is hidden from God. In Psalm 66, we are told he rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nations. He sees everyone and everything that's going on. You cannot hide from God. And finally, John adds in Revelation 1, his eyes were like blazing fire. Is it any wonder that the seraphim are cautious? Is it any wonder? Like a blazing fire. Guys, our God is holy. He is holy. He is separate. He is awesome. But remember, he is holy. Be cautious. Two sets of wings to maintain caution. Only one set to serve. You know, do you realize that for their entire existence, these seraphim have been ever serving but never seeing? But they've always been cautious. Always cautious of the one they serve. We would do well to exercise the same kind of caution. Our Lord is holy. He is holy, holy, holy. And the Apostle Paul, at one point in his letters, he speaks about the importance of this holiness. Okay, in Corinthians chapter 11, 27 through 32. All right, listen to these words from the Apostle Paul. Speaking of the Lord's Supper, he says, "Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we judged ourselves, we would not come under judgment. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world." The Bible speaks of caution here. Paul says, do not judge others, but you should judge yourself. Judge yourself. Honestly judge your own heart. Recognize your own sin. And then honestly seek His forgiveness and His mercy. Those are the things that we should be cautious as we approach the Lord's Supper. Just the Lord's Supper. We're not even talking about the throne room of God. But it's the same principle. He is a holy God. We would do well to exercise caution. Will you pray with me right now before we take the supper? Father, You are holy. Lord, and this morning, God, I ask that You teach each of us to examine our own hearts. God, in those places that we are holding on to sin, Lord, show them to us very clearly. Lord, we do not want to drink or eat judgment upon ourselves. God, help us to examine our hearts. Help us to take the supper now, Lord, as it represents Your blood and Your broken body. Help us to take that supper with worthy hearts, Lord. You have given it to us. This is a gift of Yours to us. Father, we want to enjoy this in memory of You. But God, you're warning us to be cautious. You are holy. Lord, help us to prepare at this moment for communion. In Your name we pray. Amen.